It is Friday morning, 6:39, and what better time for us to reach out to our audience, reach out to the heartfelt wishes and letters that have been sent to us.
Uh-oh.
Hmm? What do you mean, uh-oh? This is a time where we give our listeners the opportunity to ask us all of the much, much needed questions so that we can give something back.
We've got email from you.
Play some music.
There's lots of mail indeed. We've got email from you.
Answer your phone.
There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
Ah, yes. All right. We reach deep into the email bag and we get a letter from Christy. Christy says, gentlemen, the other day a friend and I went out to get some lunch. We had a couple cocktails. We enjoyed ourselves. When the bill came, however, we were absolutely stunned. We were simply floored, in other words. She says, each of our martinis was $13.
Mm.
A $13 martini. She says, we didn't order them with any special liquor. It was around noon on a Thursday, and it was at a random restaurant. Nothing fancy, I swear. I believe you. Take it easy. She goes, it wasn't happy hour yet, but there was no reason for the drinks to be so expensive. So my friend and I left a bad tip. I know what you're thinking. Don't order the drinks in the first place if you're going to stiff the bartender. But it wasn't one of those places with a menu of fancy mixed drinks that you order from. We just wanted a few lunchtime drinks. Okay, Christy, you're an alcoholic. did we get ripped off, or is it our fault for not asking what the price of each drink was?
Well, it depends on where the email is coming from. Is it coming from Bevent or is it coming from Manhattan?
Well, it's apparently within our listening audience, obviously. So,
but they could be listening online.
A good point. I didn't think of that.
You go to a restaurant now, like a sit-down place.
Yeah.
A box restaurant, an Applebee's, or if we had one, a TGI Fridays.
Right.
They don't put the price of the soft drinks on their menu anymore.
No, and that's ridiculous because you get a tea or Coke or something like that, it's $2-3.
Right. So with all of that, I expect my drink to be full to the brim, like at all times.
Constantly.
Right. If I can go through two Diet Cokes at a sitting, and if you're going to charge me $2.50 for it...
I'm going to drink it.
You bet. Right. Absolutely.
You know, this...
I think it's cool to say you know, the tip is smaller. You can tell your boss that, you know, if you're going to host the company, there's only so much money in the wallet when I walk in the door.
This reminds me, the last time I was in New York, the hotel I stayed at had a bar... at the pool, inside pool, where you could wade up to the bar.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was relaxing. I'd had a fantastic day of meetings. I mean, I was on top of the world, man, and I am just living it up large. I'm in the pool.
You got one of those frilly drinks with the umbrella.
I ordered a Cavassier.
Right. You became unrelaxed when you checked out.
I ordered a Cavassier, and I asked for it to be warmed, and I'm just...
My
just
pleasure,
relax.
Mr. Mila.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you would like?
And you're right. When I checked out, $25 for a cognac by the pool. And I'm like, okay. Christy, here's your thing. Yeah, you know, martinis and other frou-frou drink, you know better. You know better. It's not your first time at a bar. You order a beer on tap, you're going to pay a handful. You order a martini, and you order a second, you know you're going to drop $10 plus per drink. You know better. You should not have stiffed the bartender.
James Bond would never argue about the price of his martini.
Precisely. You don't stiff the bartender. It's not his fault that the price was bad, okay? I say don't stiff the bartender, but you could say, listen, I'd give you more, but I don't have any more, blah, 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 yada, 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 all right? The next one comes to us from Holly. Holly writes to us. She goes, a guy I dated for about 6 months ended up cheating on me, and he's still trying to make up for what he did. We're long-distance friends now, but he wants to fly me to his place to spend the long weekend together. He even bought me the plane ticket already. But I think if he was really sorry for what he did, he'd fly here to see me instead of having me fly to see him. But maybe the whole thing is a bad idea either way. Holly, you think?
Holly, do not get on the plane.
Absolutely not.
That's manipulative behavior.
She says the
here
flight...
I'd like to see you and I've bought the ticket.
Yes.
You don't want me to lose all this money because you're not coming, do you? That's someone who's a manipulator.
The flight leaves early tomorrow morning. I actually don't have any other plans for the holiday. Should I get on the plane to see him? Holly, no. No. Have some self-respect.
It's too late. She's either done it or not by now.
I don't know. It was dated. The flight is tomorrow. Flight is tomorrow morning.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Tomorrow morning.
Okay.
All right. So,
Holly, why would you want to worry about what happens as soon as the cabin door is closed on your way back?
Oh, that is a perfect point. That is a perfect point. Wow. Holly, don't do it. All right, the last one we get is from John. John is 37 years old, and he says, guys, I was driving with a friend the other day when the woman in front of me came to a really sudden stop at a yellow light. She actually could have gone through it, but she did not. I slammed on the brakes. I threw up my hands in the air and yelled about it to my friend. I wasn't trying to make a big deal out of it, but my window was down, so the woman heard and saw everything. Yeah, and? She actually got out of her car, stood in the middle of the street, and shouted at me. After she got back in her car, I took a picture of her license plate, and she got out of her car and screamed at me again. She was probably only 19 or 20. What should I have done, and do you ever experience road rage? Oh, road rage is something we ought to talk to somebody else.
Yeah, I experience that almost on a daily basis.
No, but road jerk is taking the picture of someone else's license plate.
Yeah,
that's not cool.
They didn't break the law, okay?
Still not cool.
Yeah, it doesn't, you know, when the light is yellow, it doesn't mean you have to go through it.
Well, but that is the unwritten law. I was channel surfing yesterday. The movie Starman was on. Jeff Bridges and Karen Allen, and he's driving the car. And
What does green mean?
He goes through the yellow light, and it almost causes an accident. He says, I've been observing you very closely. Red means stop. Green means go. Yellow means go very fast.
Yes, go faster.
That's what it is, man.
And I hear you. Yesterday, we were driving. Somebody was making a turn on a yellow, and I thought, my gut says there's enough room for me to go. I tucked in right behind him, and boop, right through the yellow I went. But you don't have to go through the yellow. The yellow means caution. If you want to stop on the yellow, it's okay. It's not against the law. I don't advise it.
especially when I'm behind you.
If you don't want the grill work of my Toyota to be stamped on your backside, then don't keep going. But for them to get out of the car, first of all, never, ever, ever get out of your car in a road rage situation. When you're in your car, you are in a nice big metal cocoon. You are safer. When you are out of the car, you are road pizza waiting to happen. Do not get out of the car. But yeah, you know, I understand throwing up your hands and being upset. I might have done that once in my life. Maybe once. WSAU, we'll be right back.
Well, we got one more week till the end of our vacation. Then it's back to school for the useless generation. Well, I asked A-Rod if he thinks he'll be missed.
Baseball is a lot bigger than Alex Rodriguez.
Bikini weather will be sad when it's through, cause there ain't no cure for the end of summer blues.
In the studio with me again this morning is Lori of